We're joined now by Bob Cohen, the Policy and Research Director of Citizen Action. And Citizen Action is also part of New York Renews, has been quite active on the climate issue and the, landmark state law, CLCPA on climate that was passed, 3 years ago at this point, is in the midst of soliciting comments on its draft climate plan. So Bob, what's going on with this climate draft scope and plan, and why is it important for people to be submitting comments?
Thanks for having me, Mark. So most of us who are involved in an issue are used to people like myself saying things like support this bill or that bill in the legislature. But it turns out that the climate law that you just talked about is set up in a different way, where this big body of essentially state agencies plus some public members is writing this document, this massive document. It's hundreds of pages long, called the scoping plan. And that scoping plan will be the basis for state agencies and the legislature, actually, to lay out the details of what this climate law should have. And the legislature did some good things, like setting a target for how fast we have to reduce the greenhouse gases that address climate change, but they said very little about how that should happen. So if you care about things like electric cars and whether we want smart growth or not, whether we should continue with fossil fuel projects and how fast we should close them down, all those kind of details, that's where you can have input through this comment process.
Now, I understand that the Climate Action Council did hold a series of public hearings in the last few months. Several hundred people in 8 or 9 different locations testified. There's already apparently been 18,000 comments submitted. Believe the end of the month of June is the deadline. How does a state agency or a Climate Action Council actually process, 18,000 plus comments?
Well, of course, Mark, I'm not one of the people who'll be reading them, but I can tell you in the audience what I've heard. It's mostly state agencies who comprise this group called the Climate Action Council. They are assigning staff, we're told, to read all of them. And we have been assured, at least by one member of the Climate Action Council, I think I can mention his name, Peter Iwanowicz, who's one of the climate advocates, of environmental advocates, that he personally is going to read all of them. And the one thing I'm going to say is a lot of those comments, I think it's wonderful people are doing it, but they are electronically automated. So they're similar. So presumably they don't have to read all 18,000, because some are kind of duplicate. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. You should, because given that there's so many comments coming in, it's an indication the public really cares.
Now, during the public comment period recently, one of the, flashpoints was actually perhaps the strongest or clearest recommendation by the council, and that was the state should have passed a law to ban the use of gas in new buildings. But that generated some pushback, of course, respect from the fossil fuel industry, the gas industry, but also workers, unions that, represent those people who are involved in installing, gas hookups and stuff like that. What are some of the other, key points that, advocates like yourself are trying to make sure that the final plan does incorporate?
So the quick answer to that, and I'm sure later we'll get into how you comment, and I'll refer people to a page that gives even more specifics. But some of the flashpoints that I think that I'm aware of is really, I personally think it's important to talk about state agencies and enforcement. It sounds a little bit arcane, but I don't believe that private industry in anything is going to do things unless in part they're forced to do it. So I think there's the need for timelines. that are mandated by law. A lot of people, including me, are concerned that we have bans on new fossil fuel facilities, strong steps for all electric appliances and buildings, which you kind of alluded to. There's really a whole list. And I think the most important thing for people to do is, you know, use some of the tools that I'll mention and look at the topic that, you know, maybe provides you with the most passion or that you know something about, whether that's electric cars or whether that's electric appliances, no fossil fuels, and maybe either use the one-click tools that I'm about to mention or write a comment on your own on something you know about. Don't feel like you have to know about everything. Nobody does. And I would also add to every written comment you do something about your passion for the need for the state to act aggressively on climate change, because their industry is pushing back. So we, the public, have to show our support.
So let's get to the tools that are available for people who do want to submit comments. How can they do that?
So I'll try to make this briefly. I would say there are three ways to do it. The simplest and easiest way to do it is to do one of those computer-generated comments where you can use somebody else's. And there are several, but I would highly recommend NY Renews is the climate coalition that you mentioned that I'm involved with. So if you type into Google NY, not New York, Renews Scoping Plan Comments, NY Renews Scoping Plan Comments, and then you click on Submit a Public Comment - NY Renews, you will see a whole menu of different automatic comments that you can generate on various topics, such as transportation, agriculture, and forestry. You know, if you have time, click on all 12 of them. If not, click on a couple that you care about the most. The second thing you could do is use the New York State's boilerplate comment form where you have to fill in the form, and you access that by typing in climate.ny.gov. And you'll get their portal that has, among other things, a form to submit a public comment. I think you'll see it there. And you can just type in a short comment. And that's also very easy to use. And if you want to do a longer comment, you have time or you're an expert, you have a particular concern, you can email it to them. And the email here, and I'm looking right here, is scopingplan@nyserda, nyserda.ny.gov. Once again, scopingplan@nyserda.ny.gov. And that's their email address. And you can type it right into right into the email, or you can do an attached file.
Now, in the 90 seconds we have left, bottom line on a lot of these plans is that it's going to cost money. And that is something that so far state lawmakers have shied away from, always pushing it down the road. How do we finance, and what's it going to cost? Do we know yet, you know, what we're talking about during this transition in 1 minute?
Well, we actually have an idea. Both New York Renews and NYSERDA have come up with different estimates, but they're both in the range of roughly about $9 billion to $15 billion a year, which means a lot of money. And I just will say that one of the big fights in the legislature starting in January has to be to get this money, because you're totally right, Mark. We can't have real climate change unless the state ponies up a lot of money. Private industry is not going to be able to do it on its own.
Right. And I know various groups are doing, some call it polluter penalties, some call it a carbon fee and dividend. Some just say sort of tax the rich, but money is what drives politics, at least in America. So we've been talking with Bob Cohen, the policy and research director at Citizen Action. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.